This is WUWM's Chuck Quernbach. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers has relaxed more restrictions on what the state calls non-essential businesses, but medical experts say it'll be a long time before businesses and customers see things returning to a pre-COVID-19 normal. Evers announced yesterday that starting tomorrow, businesses can allow curbside drop-off of goods and animals. That will allow dog groomers, engine repair shops, and upholstery businesses to open. In addition, Evers says it's now okay to rent outdoor recreational vehicles like boats, golf carts, and kayaks. Plus, automatic car washes can operate. Business groups and Republican legislators are pressuring the Democratic governor to make bigger changes to his recently announced plan to keep the state's safer-at-home restrictions on until at least May 26. But Evers says these latest modifications are modest and justified.
We believe that these activities that we talked about are kind of one-off issues where it's a single person, a single consumer interacting with a single provider of services, say it's somebody that's renting a kayak, and the things that we've laid out are very clear. That it has to happen outside the business. The social distancing has to be there.
Evers' announcement is triggering a positive reaction from some Wisconsin business leaders. Tim Sheehy of the Metropolitan Milwaukee Association of Commerce says it's progress.
I think a measured way in which we can continue to build confidence in employees and the consumer will help that dial move faster. So again, a move in the right direction, and I think we want to see more of it.
The leader of the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation, or WEDIC, says her agency is working on ways to help other businesses get ready to eventually open. Missy Hughes told the Greater Milwaukee Committee that she hopes WEDIC will become a hub of information.
For businesses who are trying to understand, what do I need to change? Do I need to have PPE? Do I have to put up plexiglass? Like all these questions that are really challenging.
Whether it's making sure enough employees are wearing PPE, that's personal protective equipment, like masks and gloves, or other safety precautions, Hughes says businesses and consumers are going to have to be able to trust each other.
And if you're a customer walking into a business and you're not feeling well that day and you're not wearing a mask, you know, that's not fair to that business. That's not fair to that worker in that business. At the same time, if you're a consumer walking into a business, you should expect that that business has done what needs to be done in order to protect you.
Some firms have already made changes. Dan Sinekin is president and CEO of Monterey Mills. The Janesville company recently shifted its production from paint roller fabric and blankets to washable, reusable face masks. Sinekin says staying open has meant new policies.
But we started staggering breaks and lunches immediately. And we're only allowing one employee per table in our lunchroom. We're cleaning, additionally, the lunchroom over and over again throughout the day, as well as areas throughout the factory where people potentially could touch multiple times. We moved to touchless time clocks and moved to swipe cards instead of manually touching in codes.
Sinekin says every employee is provided a laundered mask every day. Every worker gets a temperature test and is paid to stay home if sick. Sinekin says he knows well the dangers of COVID-19. He says he, his wife, and their four children all fought through the disease last month. Statewide, there are now more than 6,000 confirmed cases of COVID-19, and more than 280 people have died. Medical College of Wisconsin President and CEO Dr. John Raymond says even as more businesses reopen and take precautions, they should also realize coronaviruses don't easily disappear in a connected world.
So unless there is a very significant extinguishing of the virus, either by a vaccine or by herd immunity, it's very likely to come back.
And he says that would be another challenge for businesses and possibly everyone else. Chuck Quernbach, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.